You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, this is Radiola, all right. You can tell, can't you? Well, based upon just the general mood that's prevailed, or should I say, an undercurrent, I've called this episode of Radiola "Our Friend, the Prune," and we celebrate the prune with Cy Higgins and his Sodbusters, Fred Hall. Arthur Fields on the vocal. That was a Hall Fields group, according to John Lyford, who owns that record. And I had to use that. Very nice copy of that, of the Prune song. Frank Crummett was one of the writers of that, but there's a nice version of it, and a little different lyric in there too, from 1928. So Cy Higgins and the Sodbusters. Well, yeah, Fred Hall. Although Reeser was also suggested by the Dance Band discography, but I think it's Fred Hall. Then we had the Glen Echo Serenaders, and I'm not really sure who they are. But we had the Keller Sisters and Lynch. I'm Walking Around in Circles, and indeed that's how I feel. That was from 1926, off one of those elusive vocalions. And our theme, Willard Robeson, with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin'. Yes, wake up. Oh, boy. yes. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it, gang? And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the I'm trying to do the best I can here. We proceed now with the High Hatters. We have a few new victors that we did transfer this week. Miraculously, and here's one of them, the High Hatters, Johnny Marvin on the vocal in 1930, and a cheerful little earful, and that's a lot, and I'd say, well, I'll tell you what I'll say later, but a cheerful little earful. Thank you.
yes, it's something fearful, and this cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a sad phrase, what the public get praise, but as a pet phrase, ee-do-do-do-do. Off and cue it, make me happy, you can do it with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Thank you.
The Troubadours, yet another victor from 1927, and that's a Nat Shulkert group, and a lot of these are that don't have a... But I can get around that, and I'm sure even Sonny Bono's ghost would wink at such a suggestion of all these groups having the same personnel. Oh, my goodness. But it was Troubadour, Harold Yates, and Cooper Lawley on the vocal. And I love the bounce in this. It's very, a very nice rhythm in that. Dream Kisses, 1927. Beautiful stuff. And I'm glad I found that, because I had a copy of that was cracked in half. So that one plays a lot better. Before that, Gene Goldcutt. And that's the good band. That's the one that has Bix and Tram and everyone in it. In 1927, and that's take four of Slow River, just in case anyone's going to inquire about that. Take four, that's off the original issue, Victor, rather than the 30s pressing, which I believe was take two, which I also have. But I think this is less often heard. And we couldn't get to the Bix Fest this year. We're sorry to admit that, but we're doing very well here at home, but... our best goes out to all those people who are braving the elements out there in Iowa, and we're braving the elements here in upstate New York. Before that, the High Hatters, Johnny Marvin, and indeed, A Cheerful Little Earful is better than A Hateful Little Plateful. 1930, and that's what I've been looking at all week, with some notable exceptions, but... You can only eat so much gloop, and gloop is the whole name of the game here. You know, if you, if a man can't learn to cook decently for himself, he might as well dig his grave with a spork. And I feel like I've been doing that just out of necessity. When I get the kitchen again, we'll be riding high. We'll be eating good stuff. But diners ought to, I have further reflections upon diners as we proceed on this celebration of our friend the prune. Here's a Ford and Glenn in 1928, and this would normally be played at the end of the show, but somehow it seemed to fit here, so here it is. Dream Train.
Every night when I lie down and close my weary eyes, on my train of dreams I go to paradise. Sandman is the engineer when my train pulls away. Every night he hears me say, dream train, please carry me back. Dream train, stay on the right track. Take me back where I belong. Sound your whistle and gong. Tell the gang it won't be long. Dream train, please turn on your steam. Morning will soon end my dream. Stop my dream train. I can't wait till moonbeams come and bring the close of day, or at night I'm back in days that used to be. On my train of dreams I'll soon be on my merry way to the only place for me. Dream train, please carry me back. Dream train, stay on the right track. Oh, won't you take me back where I belong. Sound your whistle and gong. Tell the gang it won't be long. Turn on your steam. I want to see. Morning will soon end my dream.
Won't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we here? Where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short holiday. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. It's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Of Willie Howard singing his chorus in the show.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. It's too mysterious. At 8 each morning I have got a date to take my plunge around the Empire State. You'll admit it's not the berries in a building that's so tall. There's a guy in the show the girls love to kiss. Gets thousands of beaks just for crooning like this. Life is just a bowl of nuts. So live and laugh at it all.
But I am liable to weaken. I'm liable to weaken. Daddy, Daddy, would you please come home?
The High Hatters, Bellman. Sounds like she worked in the restaurant industry. I got restaurants in the brain. Sounds like she worked in the hospitality industry, I should say, as a bellman. But Bellman was, the vocalist there. Very nice. Also, I believe, made recordings with Ben Pollock. Daddy, Won't You Please Come Home, 1929, a good version of that. Those High Hatters did pretty well there. Nice bouncy stuff. Before that, Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, and we're on Produce this week. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, 1931. And if it were just a bowl of cherries, I wouldn't be doing this show like this. Before that, Ford and Glenn, Dream Train, 1928. And sometimes the Dream Train never leaves the station, so you just have to stay awake. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and we're staying awake as much as we can, and trying to eat as well as we can, but not quite succeeding. Unfortunately, it's just the luck of the draw when you're left to the resources of other chefs in the world. And if you want, by the way, chefs and all other people can go to Radiola blog to find these playlists, and just type Radiola into your search engine, and you will. That's a Dream Train that always leaves the station, by the way. That search engine always works. Find Radiola there. We're going to proceed with some, since we had Daddy, Won't You Please Come Home, we're going to kind of stay on that note with the Harold Vio's Orchestra in mid-1917. So this is rather jazzy, although it's not quite jazz. But jazz was obviously captivating the country, and Harold was doing his best to try to play it with Don't Leave Me Daddy. Yep, 1917.
Thank you.
The New Orleans Jazz Band, It Had to Be You, 1925. And that's a Sidney Irridan group, and he's the main guy in there, I think. The main one that we know of. Maybe other people are equally famous. But that's what we had. It Had to Be You. Before that, Ben Selvin, You Told Me to Go, 1925. Well, good luck. Harold Vio's orchestra, Don't Leave Me Daddy. So that's kind of like a response to the previous one, actually. Yes, 1917. And the baby noises in there will delight many people, I am sure. When you got records with sound effects in them, that's always an improvement. This is Radiola, and we're doing what we can. And I'm Andy Senior. Your that which is among those who attempt things to be done. But I got a very unexpected and very pleasant email within the past couple of days from a listener who was looking for Elma Rodder, and I have played Elma Rodder on this show. This is Elma Rodder's granddaughter, and she wrote to me saying that she was talking with her mother about some of her memories going to KMOX in St. Louis with her mother, Elma Rodder, to do a radio show in the 20s and 30s, and thought I would do one of my periodic searches. So delighted to find Grandma on your site. And Elma Rodder was my mother's mother. Her family name was Henderson, and she was in vaudeville with her first husband, named Hubbard, last name, the first name Harry, perhaps, before she married my grandfather, Julius Rodder, an M.D., in St. Louis before World War I. She was on local radio. I think the show was called Dream Ship on KMOX, so that sort of fits in a little with my dream stuff earlier. But I have found not many references to that online. She also did an early movie sound test with Lee DeForest that I have a copy of. And she also goes on to say that Elma Rodder was a very colorful character. To put it mildly, you would have enjoyed her. Very soulful. Mom says she often made folks cry when doing some of the more sentimental selections, but also says, I wonder if the bathtub gin occasionally contributed to the atmosphere. Well, I have an Elma Rodder record I haven't played before on the show, and I took some of the noise out of it that I noticed. There was a little scrape in it. So this sounds pretty good. This is freshly done today. Elma Rodder, accompanied by, it says here, the Panus, P-A-N-U-S, Trio. And it's why. It's not Schumann. It's by somebody named Piper, P-Y-P-E-R. And this is from 1926, so here's Elma Rodder.
Thank you. Whistling, when he starts whistling, that sunny train. I bet the angels live and cry, I'll listen just like you and I. I hope they don't see that sweet refrain. Oh, 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 don't you hear it? Don't miss the noise or you'll quit it. Soon the sand don't sound so fine if my man comes down the line. A whistling that love and lock is a ring. When I hear that mocking tune so sweet and clear, all my care and sorrow seems to disappear. And my heart starts bouncing like a rubber ball. Everything I got, that man can have it all. Makes me think of golden harp the angels play. Makes me want to go to heaven right away. I looked into paradise the day I heard that dreamy ragtime whistle, ain't that boy a bird? Just hear him whistling, you can't help listening, when he starts whistling, that funny train. I bet the angels wave in the sky, I'll listen just like you and I. I hope they don't see that sweet refrain. Oh, 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 don't you hear it? Don't make a noise or you'll clear it. Soon the sand don't sound so fine if my man comes down the line. Off we spin, that love and walk is a drag, that's right.
And there's the American Quartet, the Mockingbird Rag 1912, and sounds pretty good. You hear Billy Murray all through that thing. Before that, comedian Lou Holtz, Old Soul O' Me. That's not Caruso. 1923, there's some old jokes in there, but in 1923 they weren't quite as old as they are now. Beginning with Alma Rotter, very moving recording. 1926, Why? And yes. So I'm glad to when people recognize somebody, then they say, "Gee, that was somebody in my family." That's why I'm doing the show. Other than self-aggrandizement, which doesn't work for me, I guess. But this is a good reason to do the show, because people find, they find their relatives sometimes. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm reuniting people with their relatives. And I don't want anyone to return the favor. And this is Radiola. We're on our own here. Pretty good. But another thing to celebrate. Leon Redbone is going to appear in Cazenovia this Friday, which is the 5th. It should be the date of the show, actually. And he's going to be at the Catherine Cummings Theater. Doors open at 7. It's $30, and you might be able to get tickets at the door if you haven't got them already. And here's Leon Redbone in 1977 with Crazy Blues.
She was lying all the time. now I know my poor love was blind. Now we got the crazy blues since my baby went away. I ain't got time to lose. I must find her today. I'm gonna do like a madman, get some heart, get myself a gun and shoot myself a couple of my love. It's been with you, now I got the crazy blues. Went down to the railroad, put my head on the track. Yeah, I thought about my girl and I snatched it quickly back. Well, she's gone, she's gone, she gave me this sack. Ow, ow, he's out loud, out of the now I got the crazy blues since my baby went away. I ain't got time to listen to much fine heart today. Gonna do like a madman, get some heart, get myself a gun and shoot myself a couple of my love. It's been with you, now I got the crazy blues. Well, the doctor's gonna do all he can, but what he's gonna need is an arm to take a man called my love. It's been with you, now I got the crazy blues. How loud he flounder, do that down. How loud he did, 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 loud he did